This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. After a 6-year legal battle, a Moscow court has ordered a ban on Jehovah's Witnesses in the Russian capital. The court ruled that the followers of the religion endangered public health and inflamed religious divisions. But Jehovah's Witnesses say they're victims of religious discrimination. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from Moscow.
Like many other religious groups, the Jehovah's Witnesses were repressed under Soviet rule. Stalin deported thousands of them to Siberian labor camps. By the time the Soviet system collapsed, the Jehovah's Witnesses could count just a few thousand followers across Russia. Just 100 of them were left in Moscow. Now there are 10,000 Jehovah's Witnesses in the capital alone. Hundreds of them are gathered here at Moscow's Kingdom Hall for services. It's located in a smartly renovated building that was once a house of culture for state factory workers. But if the Jehovah's Witnesses lose their legal appeals, this congregation may have to shut down. A Moscow court said the organization's refusal to allow blood transfusions was a health threat. The court also alleged the Jehovah's Witnesses inflamed religious divisions. Lawyers for the Jehovah's Witnesses argued religious discrimination. They said they feared a return to the religious repression of the Soviet era. Ivan Chaikovsky is leader of the Moscow Jehovah's Witnesses.
Jehovah's Witnesses from all over the Soviet Union were sent to Siberia for displaying their faith. In 1991, we were fully rehabilitated, and now, 10 years later, we're supposed to return to being prisoners?
But Chaikovsky says even if the ban is imposed, the Moscow community will continue to thrive.
No court can forbid a person to believe. It's a private decision. And despite the long court process, our numbers are only increasing, not decreasing.
Indeed, with at least 150,000 members nationwide, the Jehovah's Witnesses are the fastest-growing religious organization in Russia. Many of the believers here are converts from the country's dominant Russian Orthodox Church. 35-year-old Igor Kirkach says he abandoned Orthodoxy partially because of what he sees as its overemphasis on ritual and ceremony.
I thought I'd find out more about God in the church. Instead, we learned more about rituals. For example, our child was sick. When we asked the priest what to do, he said, "You must baptize him." When he didn't get better, they told me and my wife, who are married in a civil ceremony, that we had to have a church wedding.
Kirkach says the community here focuses more on real-life issues, like how to get along with people. The Russian Orthodox Church has good relations with Russia's other major religions, Buddhism, Islam, and Judaism. Along with Christianity in 1997, those faiths were recognized by the Russian state as the country's traditional religions. But the Russian Orthodox Church views groups like the Jehovah's Witnesses with disdain. It calls the organization and some others like the Hare Krishnas totalitarian sects. Although Father Mikhail Dudko of the Moscow Patriarchate says the church is willing to tolerate their existence.
The church does not wish to exterminate competitors. We just want our interests to be taken into account. We don't want people to join new religions at the expense of our believers.
Legal experts here say the Moscow Jehovah's Witnesses do have a good chance to overturn the ban in a Russian appellate court or in the European Court of Human Rights. But religious affairs analyst Alexander Verhovsky says the case points to what he believes is the growing power of the Russian Orthodox Church in state affairs.
There are too many such persons around the Kremlin who prefer to use religion as part of ideological game to support their power. And the church itself, it includes many enough persons who I agree to take part in this game.
Verhovsky says that by relying on the government to try and stop the growth of smaller sects, the Russian Orthodox Church could run the risk of becoming a tool of state interests. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.